Daily COVID numbers have hit triple figures today, with 102 cases recorded in the community. 94 of them are in Auckland and 8 in Waikato. 40 of today's cases are so far unlinked. Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson says while they've been clear about the likelihood of an increasing number of cases, he acknowledges it's not always easy.
And the ups and downs can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster. You will have heard from all of us who've spoken from here recently that we can expect to see case numbers rise. We do still want to keep them under control, and we're working hard to do that. And we thank Aucklanders for their cooperation in doing so. And as we head towards the long weekend, do ask Aucklanders to continue to stick to those alert level 3 rules.
The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says on the current trajectory, New Zealand can expect up to 180 cases a day within 2 to 3 weeks. He says the number of these cases that end up in hospital will depend on how many people have been vaccinated. While Northland has returned to level 2, parts of Waikato, along with Auckland, remains at level 3. All of today's Waikato cases are located near Te Awamutu, and people who travelled through or visited are being urged to get a test whether they have symptoms or not. Grant Robertson says while more cases are still likely, he's relatively optimistic the virus can be brought under control in that region.
Our attempt by having the measures we've got in place in the Waikato is to be able to continue to try to stamp out this outbreak, and we're taking the approach we're taking because we believe we can do that.
Ministers may also decide tonight if restrictions in Waikato can ease or if they'll stay in level 3 over the long weekend. The announcement was due tomorrow, but Grant Robertson says they'll make their decision public as early as possible to give some surety to the people of Waikato.